This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now on Money News for the Inside View on Property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Let's go to Jonathan Chancellor checking out the weekend's auctions and the best properties around the place. Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Ross.
Look, it's red hot, but it's actually spreading. I mean, we thought Sydney was still going and wouldn't stop, but it's now going to Brisbane. It's gone to Canberra. It's certainly in Melbourne. There's no doubt that people seem to just keep on buying property.
Well, that's right. I mean, normally you'd expect the baton change to be between Sydney and Melbourne as to whoever's going to be leading. But Canberra has well and truly, I think we suggested it was a sleeper the other day, which was coming alive. I noticed the revised clearance rate for Adelaide was 86%. So that exceeded three other capitals, Melbourne, Adelaide and Sydney, above 80%. I mean, these are just phenomenal.
And Canberra also, it's 86% around about that same level as well.
That's right. Canberra, their properties, their private treaty properties, are selling in 26 days. It's the fastest moving private treaty market in the country. Sydney's private treaty market are selling in 27 days and Melbourne 29 days. But there are differences. So, for instance, if you have a look at CoreLogic's unit sales, that was for houses, 26 days in Canberra. Units are taking 43 days. So it just shows what we keep reminding people. There are markets within markets, and there's a big difference between the housing market, house market, and the unit market.
So it's interesting to note that. Any notable sales over the weekend that you spotted?
Well, I noticed that Michael Clark has reduced the asking price for his country estate down in the Southern Highlands. He originally had it on for over a year at $6.5 million, and last week he adjusted that to $5 million. So it's come down from $6.5 million to $5 million.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to note. Anything else you spotted over the weekend?
Well, the bubbly television personality, Emma Friedman, and her new partner have bought a Paddington terrace, $2.19 million, last traded for $1.3 million back in 2010 with about $300,000 worth of renovations in the meantime. So that's a nice little
one going around the place. I'll tell you what, that is good. A nice little wrap. The market's still bubbling along, but now extending to other parts of the, you know, sort of more affordable areas. And you suggest maybe a few investors looking out there as well. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. We'll speak to you next week, Jonathan.
No worries, Ross.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.